Homeward is committed to partnering with parents and equipping you with the resources you need to raise your kids to become responsible adults. And Steadfast Companies, a leading real estate investment company, is proud to partner with Homeward to bring you the following podcast presentation.
I didn't spend 6 years in medical school to be called Mr. Thank You Very Much.
I'm in very bad health.
Do they have a name for what's wrong with you?
Hey, let's go! I'm doing this for my health!
What's up, Doc?
I'm Jim Burns. Well, when a child moves into adolescence, the quality of their health sometimes declines. The reasons for this are varied, but the remedies for this phenomenon begin at home. Well, during the next half hour, Dr. Walt Larimore will join me once again, and we'll talk about how God's design for the highly healthy family involves more than just eating right and getting enough sleep. Those are two great combinations, but it's also more than that. It's a combination of good physical, spiritual, emotional, and relational health. If you're a parent, I encourage you to stay with us. We'll be discussing improving their quality of life, but we'll also take a look at how to improve yours as well. So stay with us here on Homeward.
Is stress ruling your life? Is stress ruining your life? Well, today on the Homeward broadcast, parenting and family expert Dr. Jim Burns is continuing his conversation with Walt Larimore, a medical doctor and an expert on God's design for the highly healthy family. We're going to talk about stress, how to control it, and sometimes when stress isn't such a bad thing, just how to manage it a little bit better. From the studios at the Homeward Center for Youth and Family on the campus of Azusa Pacific University, welcome to Homeward with parenting and family expert Dr. Jim Burns. I'm Roger Marsh. Did you know that APU is one of the few Christian colleges or universities in the country to offer a Master of Social Work degree? You can learn more about APU when you visit our online resource center today. Go to homeward.com, that's HOMEWORD.com. Look for the APU link and click on through. And now, Dr. Jim Burns here with the continuing conversation, God's Design for the Highly Healthy Family.
Welcome to Homeward. I'm Jim Burns. Today, Dr. Walt Larimore, God's Design for the Highly Healthy Person. Actually, it's part two of a great conversation. Dr. Larimore, you probably have a book or you have seen him on television. He's a medical journalist since 1995. He's appeared on NBC's The Today Show, CBS Good Morning, CNN Headline News, Fox's The O'Reilly Factor, and many more. Walt, I appreciated so much our conversation. I actually feel like I need to eat better. I'm ready to go get some more sleep. I'm going to tell my kids to get more sleep. How did you have a desire to become kind of a health consultant to the world in terms of having us kind of take back our and become the quarterbacks of health?
Well, Jim, as I practiced as a family physician, first in a little town called Bryson City, North Carolina, and then in a small town south of Orlando, Florida, called Kissimmee, Florida, I really developed a passion for not telling people what to do, because the fact of the matter is that just usually doesn't work. Right. But to help people decide what it is they needed to do, and then to put it into a format that allowed people to really be successful, to be fruitful. You know, the assessments in these books are designed to help people pick the area that's the weakest, the area that needs the most work out of many, and then to give very simple, time-tested, proven steps that they can just take small steps one day at a time. And when they see the fruit of that, then go to the next step. It becomes fun becoming highly healthy. I mean, it's not just healthy. It feels good.
And as we talked about last time, when we talk about highly healthy, we're actually talking about a physical, emotional, spiritual health, and it all goes together, doesn't it?
And relationships. I mean, those four wheels, and the medical literature on this is just stunning how well these are connected. And yet, I see people in faith communities that sometimes will just focus on that spiritual wheel. And there's no question that it's important. I mean, Paul writes that physical training or physical health is of some good, but spiritual health or godliness is good for this life and the next. Right. There's no question the spiritual wheel is connected to the power steering. But it's also true those other three wheels are connected, and if one of them is flat, it does not look good for the home team. When I survey audiences, Jim, I find that in general, about one-third of the audience will have one wheel that's flat. About another third, roughly, will have two wheels that are flat, and then the last third will either have three or four wheels that are flat.
Yeah, so it really is a problem. Well, let's talk for a moment about teenagers. We want teenagers to be highly healthy people. We hear a lot today about teenage obesity. I know you have a deep concern about that. Kids are getting fatter today. Let's be honest about it.
Oh yeah, I mean it's epidemic. In Arkansas, 40% of the teenagers are obese, not just overweight. In the Bronx, 40% of the teenagers are obese. We know that a teen, Jim, that's obese has a life expectancy not of 70 years, not of 60 years, not of 50 years. That teen has a life expectancy a little over 40 years. We know that they're going to be much more likely to die of diabetes or heart attack or stroke. We know they're much more likely to be plagued by depression or anxiety, arthritis. Who wants that? No one wants that. And yet it's a terribly difficult problem to deal with. So in the book, I spend a whole chapter talking about what are the aspects of teenage obesity. And it's not, I mean, nutrition's part of it, no question about it. Sodas and fast foods and high fat foods, no question about it. We also know that lack of exercise, the more TV a teen watches, the more video time they have, video games or internet time, the less they walk, the less that they're outside, the more likely they are to be obese. But I think what'll shock our listeners is that we now know the third leg of obesity. It's not just nutrition, it's not just activity, but it's rest. We know that teens that don't have adequate vacations are more likely to be obese. We know that teens that don't get 9 hours of sleep a night are more likely to be obese. And that shocks most parents to hear.
You know, I'm trying to get my kid a college scholarship, and so they're working extra hard. They have to have French lessons, and of course they need soccer. And, you know, they have this special thing going on at the church. And so all of a sudden you see their life being so busy, this breathless pace in which they live our lives. What do you say to that parent who's saying, this is all, I need to help them get this college education, and that's the answer?
I actually spent two chapters talking about that, because that parent has a extreme problem. And that problem is thinking that success comes from more activity and more preparation. We now know the exact opposite is true. That teen is designed to need downtime and rest time and recuperation time. In fact, the research is showing that teens that do more than two or three non-educational activities like soccer, violin, piano, youth group, name it. But children and teens that are doing more than two to three are less likely to be healthful. And so actually cutting back activities helps your child not only be more healthy, but prepare better for later life, helping them focus on what are you created to do? What are you gifted to do? What's your talent?
Right.
And then focusing there as opposed to doing everything
so really
you can
cut
imagine.
Back and do less actually helps them in future years and also makes them a healthier person.
Well, and how many parents are trying to live through their children
right. And
expecting their children to be perfect? In fact, the assessment tool in the Highly Healthy Teen book, Jim, is more an assessment of me as a parent
right. Than
it is my teen's health.
And you mentioned this throughout your book. How important is a parent's marriage to the teenager's health?
Oh, critical. How important is time that we spend? You know, the average dad in America spends 9 minutes a week with his kids. And Jim, I'm gonna tell you, I was guilty of this. When my kids were young, I was working two jobs, thinking that I was providing for them and providing for their future. And I'm so thankful for a wise dad who called me on Kate's sixth birthday. Kate's our oldest child. And I picked up the phone and dad said, "Well, Walt, congratulations." And I thought, well, for what? And he said, "One-third of your life with her is over." And Jim, it chilled me to the bone. One-third, at 18, that little girl's walking out of the door. And it caused Barb and I to sit down and reevaluate.
Oh, I have chills right now thinking about that.
Well, I cut back my work 25%. It cut my take-home salary 30%. And last year I heard Kate, she's 26 now. I heard her speak to a group of college girls. And at the end, one of the girls stood up to ask her a question. She said, "Kate," she said, "you talk about your daddy a lot." She said, "Of all the gifts he ever gave you, birthday, Christmas, Thanksgiving, graduation, what's the best gift he ever gave you?" And I'm thinking, what is the best gift I ever gave her? And she didn't even blink. She said, "The best gift my daddy ever gave me was himself. When I was 6 years old, daddy started spending one day a week with me. He'd meet me at the school bus stop, and the rest of the day, I was his." And I'll tell you, I cried like a baby.
Yeah. That's a courageous decision. What does a parent do if they find themselves in the same situation that you, but they say, you know what, I'm not a physician. I can't cut back a third of my salary, and I do want to spend time with my kids.
Jim, I'll tell you about an interesting study that I review in the book that looked at where both parents work, the mom and dad, feeling that they have to, that they're providing more for their children, that they're providing better for their children. And what the research shows us is that 85% of those families, now not 100%, but 85% actually make less take-home money with two parents working than with one working. That's fact A. Fact B is that as parents cut back on work and spend more time with children, they may provide them less gifts, less large of a house, less extravagant vacations, but they spend more time with those kids. And those kids almost always measure out as more highly healthy in every single sphere. It's dramatic when we start realizing that the most valuable thing we have to give our children is ourselves, our time, to give them affirmation, to connect with them. It'll impact not only their health, Jim, it impacts our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren. It's a four-generational impact.
Absolutely. Fantastic. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. It's the power of being there. Children regard your very presence as a sign of caring connectedness. We're going to talk more about that affirmation and connectedness when we get back. It's called the ABC and D's of nurturing your teens. Don't miss it. We'll be right back. I'm Jim Burns. You're listening to Homeward.
If you've got stress running rampant in your home, or if you have other medical issues that are concerning you, we're so glad you've tuned into today's edition of the Homeward broadcast. You're listening to parenting and family expert Dr. Jim Burns in part two of his continuing conversation with Dr. Walt Larimore, a medical doctor who is speaking into the issue of God's design for the highly healthy family. Walt has written about this, and if you'd like to learn more about the books that he has published on this very subject, go to homeward.com, go to the radio archive section. You'll see Walt's name hotkeyed. You can go ahead and click there and get more information about his ministry, and we'll be right back.
I'm Jim Burns with today's Homeward Snapshot.
Come on, everyone. Time to get started.
Why is Dad calling a family meeting on such short notice?
And why is the kitchen table covered?
I don't know, girls. But I'm sure he has a perfectly good reason. Don't you, Bill?
Oh, yes, I do. You know, there's an important exercise that we've been neglecting as a family, and that simply has to change.
It's Tina's fault.
It is not. You don't even know what he's talking about. Does she, Dad?
No, but she's about to find out. It's been entirely too long since we had any fun together. Huh? So...
Yeah!
Oh, yeah!
We're going to find out who among us could build the best banana split.
All right!
Yes!
In 30 years of ministry, I've learned something about families who like to play together. That's the fact that fun really isn't such a bad thing. It's good for kids and it's good for parents. We should never neglect an opportunity to make a memory moment with our kids. Well, for a free copy of my tip sheet called Working at Family Playtime, go to homeward.com. Welcome to Homeward. I'm Jim Burns. Today, Dr. Walt Larimore, we're having a great conversation about God's design for the highly healthy person. Walt, when you said what your father said to you when your daughter was six, I just went, my goodness, our listeners all needed to hear that. Now, my kids are older too, but that is such a powerful statement. You talk about nurturing your teen, and you made a conscious decision to nurture your teen, and you've got a A, B, C, and D of nurturing your teens, and I really like how you put that together.
Well, the research into parenting style is just stunning. We now know that the decisions I make as a parent in how to parent my children will dramatically impact their physical, emotional, relational, and spiritual health. So I took that research, there's dozens and dozens of studies, and distilled it into what I call the ABCDs of parenting. And that's balancing, if you would. If you can imagine walking on a tightrope and balancing a pole, you know, your balance pole. On one side are the ABCs of parenting, what the researchers call parental warmth. And on the other side is the D of parenting, which is parental demandingness, or we might call it discipline, or we might call it discipleship, particularly of teens. Those two have to be balanced. And the ABCs, the A is affirmation. That is not being my child or teen's best critic, but being their best cheerleader. Mm. Children don't need critics. They need affirmation. A little boy is designed from his earliest years to hear his dad say, you've got what it takes. I mean, a little boy, he shows you those muscles. Right. You know, look, Dad, look at my muscles.
Right.
And the little girl's designed to hear her daddy say that she's lovely and precious and worthy of romancing. And she puts the dress on and she twirls to say, "Daddy, what do you think?" Mm-hmm. If her daddy does not answer that, if his daddy does not answer that, they will look for that in all the wrong places the rest of their life. The A is affirmation. The B, blameless love, or what the psychologists call unconditional love. I don't love you if you do this or if you do that. I don't love you because you do this or because you do that. I don't love you if you wear your hair a certain way or you pierce yourself, don't pierce yourself a certain way. My love for you is unconditional. You can do nothing to make me love you more or love you less. That blameless love that children and teens are designed, that's the A, the B, the C, is connecting with them. And Jim, as we've talked about, there is no better way to connect with a kid than time. Okay. Asking questions, listening, not preaching. So those ABCs have to be balanced with boundaries, with limits, with consequences, with teaching, with coaching, with training. And when they're balanced, those children and those teens do the best. Now, what if you're balanced over to the D side? You're that militaristic, dictatorial mom or dad. Those kids do not do as well. Mm-hmm. I call those the grizzly bear parents. You know, they'll swat you in a heartbeat. Mm-hmm. What if you go the other way? You've got too much of those ABCs, mm-hmm. the best friend mm-hmm. parent, or what I call the Labrador Retriever parent. Those kids do not turn out as well. They tend to actually be the slough-offs mm-hmm. Of society. But the parent that balances those two, the champion parent, the eagle parent, is the parent whose kids will turn out the best. And so the assessment tool actually allows you to assess your parenting style.
I want to talk about sexuality. In your book, you talk about the issue of, you know, it's important for parents to talk about sexuality. A lot of parents, when I'm speaking to kids, or when I'm speaking to parents, either way, and I ask the kids or the parents, you know, how many of you received good, positive, healthy, value-centered sex education from home? Most of them just say they didn't get it from home. They got silence, or they got don't do it, and then silence. What do you say to a parent to talk to their kids about a healthy way of viewing sexuality?
Yeah, Jim, I spent a better part of a chapter because exactly. That's absolutely critical. And talking about sex doesn't begin when a child's 13 or 15 right. or 16. It starts when that child is 2 or 3 or 4. Right. Now, we've got listeners going, "What?
Yeah.
What? I'm not sure I want to talk to my teenager. What are you talking about? Talk to right. my two-year-old. Right. The way that you start talking about sexuality is the way you demonstrate your relationship with your spouse. Our kids saw us hold hands, and they saw us kiss, and they saw me hug Barb. When I got home, the first person that I wanted to hug wasn't Kate or Scott, as important as they were. I wanted them to right. see me hugging their mom. Little Scott, he was three-ish, and Barb and I were sitting having a little quiet time moment, and he came crawling in the room, stood up between us, and saw us holding hands. He reached up, grabbed my hand and Barb's to separate them, and we held on. And I said, "Scotty, this hand is Mommy's hand." And I reached out with the other one. I said, "This one's yours. But you'll never come between your mom and me. But come sit on our lap." So that demonstrating that, right. that relationship is a gift from our Creator. And then later talking about the fact that sex is a gift from our Creator. Mm-hmm. One day Barb was cleaning out Scott's room and she found a folded up piece of paper. She unfolded it and it was a picture of a naked woman. Mm-hmm. And so when Scott got home, we had that picture and said, "Scott, can you explain this?" And he really was aghast. He said, I've got to think that Cameron, my buddy, printed it off the printer." But I said, "Well, have you seen this?" And he said, "Well, yeah, I've seen it." I said, "Do you think you'll ever forget this picture?" And he said, "Well, I don't know." And I said, "You never will, Scott. I'll tell you why. When I was in the 9th grade, I opened up my locker." And lockers weren't locked in those days. And there was the American Nudist Association magazine. Someone had put it in my locker. I, to this day, I have no idea who. I opened it up to the centerfold. It fell open to the centerfold. And I can today right. see that picture, every right. aspect of that woman. Mm-hmm. I said, "Scott, you can look at these pictures all you want, but you don't want to carry those women into right. your marriage bed.
Right.
You will." That boy changed. And it took talking about sex not only as a gift from our Creator, but a gift that can be abused. And so in the book, I talked to parents about how can you begin the process early on of talking about sex, and then how do you have the talk?
Right, right, and I appreciate that input so much. You know, so much of what we've done in our time is actually out, but so much of what we've done, we've talked about God's design for the healthy person, but in reality, we're talking about parenting issues, mm-hmm. because parenting, parents have to become the quarterback. Parents have to take the initiative. Parents have to be intentional about all these aspects. It's not easy.
No, it's harder to get a driver's license than it is to become a parent.
Sure.
And yet there is no more critical, important right. job that we've been given. Jim, all of us are worried about the moral decay in our country, but it starts with our families.
Right.
It's families that make strong churches, and it's churches that make strong communities, and it's strong communities that make a strong country. It really does start, and in the Larimore family, it started with Walt and Barb, assessing our parenting skills, seeing where we came up short, which because of me was in many areas, and then consciously developing a strategy and working on how we could be a better mommy and a better daddy.
You're exactly right. Thank you for being a part of that emergency treatment with your excellent writings, all that you do, your website, which is connected to our website today. Dr. Walt Larimore, what a privilege to have you in our radio congregation today. Thank you so much.
Jim, thanks for the honor.
And that concludes part two of Dr. Jim Burns' two-part conversation with Walt Larimore here on the Homeward Broadcast, our resident MD. And he is the author of the book, God's Design for the Highly Healthy Family. And we've been having a conversation over the past couple of broadcasts about this very issue. If you missed any part of the programs, remember that they are streaming audio at homeward.com, and we archive those. There's no subscription fee. So if you'd like to take advantage of any of the programs that we've aired recently, today's or the ones from the previous broadcast, you can visit our online resource center at homeward.com and hit the radio program archives and access any of that material. And Jim, good conversation as always with Walt Larimore. So grateful to have his expertise as he speaks into some very important health issues for us today.
I had heard him on radio. In fact, he used to work for Focus on the Family, and I'd hear him on a broadcast now and then, and what a practical guy. Interesting enough, it wasn't about just medicine that I got, but it was this great stuff on parenting. So here's a physician who's saying, you know what, the parenting issue is very, very critical to how your kids remain healthy.
Well, and one of those things that we talked about that was so prominent, I know, for many of our listeners, those four spokes of optimum health that we talked about, especially on today's program. And there are also four components to nurturing our kids, and these components of nurture really speak to helping them enjoy good emotional, physical, relational, and spiritual health as well, aren't they?
Well, they are. I loved them. In fact, if you saw me, Roger, as we were having a conversation with Walt, I was writing them down as fast as I could because it was something I really wanted to share with Kathy. I just think it goes so in line with what we talk about here at Homeward so often. You know, what he called it was the A, B, C, and D, I like that, of nurturing children. I want to close with that. I love A stands for affirmation, and I love that fact because affirmation and encouragement is so critical to helping a kid become secure and frankly confident. And that affirmation must come from parents first if it's ever going to be heard by coaches or teachers or anybody else. B stands for blameless love, and that's what Walt was talking about, and I appreciate it so much. You know, kids are going to mess up at times. It's part of their job description. I mean, what can I say? But when they do, they don't need to be condemned by their parents. They need to know that they will still be loved and accepted, and yet they will have to live with some of those consequences of their actions, of course. C stands for connectedness. And today's generation of young people, that's a big one for them. Kids want to feel connected to their parents, even if the kids are a little bit older and they may not act like it. It's what they want. I think a good way for us as parents to provide that connection is to utilize what I call the power of being there. And what this means is that kids view your very presence as a sign of caring and a sign of connectedness. And then the ABCD stands for discipline. I'm amazed at how difficult it is for some of us parents to correct our kids or even just tell them no in today's world, myself included. I mean, I want to be liked by my kids, and yet what they need is discipline and discipline with consistency, as well as all the other things we were talking about in terms of affirmation, in terms of blameless love and being connected. Well, the Bible's clear that the parent who will not discipline his or her child really is not raising their children in a proper manner. So that's a biggie. So we've got to remember these A, B, C, and Ds of nurturing our children. And I think we're well on our way to enjoying God's design for the highly healthy family. Roger, tell us about those great resources that you have.
Well, when you go to our online resource center today at homeward.com, hit the articles and media icon there, and you'll go right to the section that's got video clips, it's got articles, it's got tip sheets. All of them are accessible without cost or further obligation. If you type in the keyword section, put stress or highly healthy families, it'll take you right to the places where we've kind of hotkeyed them, and they're keyworded, so you can go ahead and access them easily. easily. And you'll want to get a copy also of today's program as well. If you'd like to get that on audio CD, we'll be happy to send you one. Include a gift of any amount when you write to us at Homeward, Post Office Box 1600, San Juan Capistrano, California, where the swallows go, the zip code 92693. And thanks for remembering that Homeward is a completely listener-supported broadcast outreach. And now for Dr. Jim Burns, our engineer Ben Camp, and the rest of the staff, I'm Roger Marsh. Thanks so much for listening. Be sure to join us again next time right here for another edition of Homeward. Homeward with Jim Burns is a production of the Homeward Center for Youth and Family at Azusa Pacific University.